Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. I'm Alex, and today we've got something really cool lined up. Absolutely. I'm Jordan, and we're diving into the latest secrets behind the YouTube algorithm for 2026. There have been some major shifts, and honestly, it's kind of mind-blowing, right? So many creators are scratching their heads wondering why their videos aren't getting views like they used to. It's because the algorithm has fundamentally changed how it ranks content. Oh, wow, that's actually really interesting. So what exactly is the YouTube algorithm looking for now? Great question. The biggest issue for many creators is that their older content can get labeled as stale. Even if you're regularly uploading, if your videos don't feel fresh, they might not get the algorithm's love anymore. So, basically, you're saying that even well-made evergreen content can just flatline? Exactly. It's like the algorithm is on a constant hunt for fresh, updated content. It now uses large language models, or LLMs, which prioritize freshness and information gain when recommending videos. That makes sense. So it's not enough to just post a great video and hope it stays relevant for a year? Nope. If you're just coasting, you're going to struggle. You need to keep your content updated and relevant to stay in the game. Wow, I can see how that would be a game changer for creators, and I've heard there's a shift in how people use YouTube nowadays. Absolutely. In 2026, younger audiences treat YouTube like a social search engine, just like they do with TikTok, Google. They expect quick answers and visual engagement. So, if I'm understanding correctly, it's not just about making videos anymore. It's about optimizing for quick answers and visual appeal. Exactly. Thumbnails and visuals play a massive role in grabbing viewers' attention. And, you know, optimizing for different platforms, like making sure your videos look good on connected TVs, is becoming essential. Connected TVs? That's interesting. So what should creators keep in mind when making videos for those screens? Well, keep your aspect ratio at 16:9, use larger text, and simplify your visuals. Testing your videos on a big screen before publishing can reveal a lot about how they'll be perceived. I can imagine. Watching a video on a huge screen must expose any little flaws. Totally. And speaking of flaws, let's talk about AI content. A lot of folks are worried about whether using AI will get their channel banned. What's the scoop on that? Right, that's a big concern. Here's the thing. YouTube has shifted from punishing repetitious content to targeting inauthentic content. So as long as there's meaningful human involvement in your AI-assisted content, you're in the clear. That's a relief. I mean, you can produce high-quality videos for almost nothing these days, right? Exactly. For under $15, you can use tools like ChatGPT for scripting, 11 Labs for voiceovers, and InVideo for assembling visuals. This is changing the creator economy. Wow, so it really is possible to monetize quickly if you hit those early access requirements. Right, you need to focus on getting your subscriber count up and meeting those watch hour thresholds. AI tools can really help you meet the upload minimums to get started. Speaking of getting started, what are some common pitfalls creators should avoid? One major mistake is poor audio quality. If you're using a robotic AI voice, it can kill viewer retention in the first minute. High-quality, natural-sounding voices keep viewers engaged, and that's what the algorithm rewards. So if someone's voiceover sounds robotic, that's a red flag? Definitely. I always say, listen to your AI voiceover with your eyes closed. If it sounds like a machine, it's time for an adjustment. Good tip. And what about titles and descriptions? I know they play a role too, right? Yes, keep your titles under 60 characters to avoid truncation on mobile and make sure the first 150 characters of your description are keyword rich. Don't waste that space. That's crucial info. Absolutely. And remember, it's not just about mobile. Many viewers are watching on TVs now, so optimizing for larger screens is key to grabbing their attention. This is all so fascinating. And to wrap things up, remember that building a community off-platform is a smart move. With algorithm changes happening regularly, creating an independent system ensures you can reach your audience no matter what. That's a great takeaway. It sounds like investing in your own community is crucial in today's landscape, for sure. So keep your content fresh, use AI wisely, and always look for ways to engage your audience off of YouTube. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.